Welcome to Beyond Borders, the world's first talk show made especially for English learners and global citizens with me, your host, Ethan. In every episode of this show, it is my job to guide you outside of the classroom and into the real world with life-changing insights from some of the world's best teachers, language learners, innovators, and leaders, all here to help you unleash your highest potential in your English and your life. So if you are ready to join our movement of millions and together create a world beyond borders, then let's get started with the show. If you can't focus, you're not alone. Let me share a secret with you. So it has taken me more than 5 years to learn what I need to do to focus on getting my work done. And I must say, until this day, I sometimes find myself getting distracted and switching between tasks on a busy workday. Does this happen to you? It's so easy to get trapped in distraction when facing a difficult or daunting task. And I'm sure that you have those moments while studying English. So today, we're going to look at the self-development side of English, exploring the different ways in which the practice of meditation can help you to improve your English, and even more importantly, your life. So there are numerous benefits to it. But I'm going to explore some of them, such as concentration, of course, self-confidence, clearing your mind, memory recall, and self-esteem. So this lesson uses excerpts of the Beyond Borders talk show. Download the Real Life app now to listen to the full podcast with transcripts. You may be wondering what meditation has to do with learning English. Let's imagine a computer. So your brain is the hardware, the physical part that makes your body work. Your mind, on the other hand, is the software and systems and processes that tell you how things should work. So think about meditation like a super sophisticated program that changes the hardware. Actually, both the hardware and the software become more sophisticated, faster, stronger, and less problematic. My students have told me countless times that they are afraid of speaking English, or that they're not fluent because they don't know enough. However, the real problem is that they can't do it because the program, which is English or any other additional language, is currently too heavy. It takes up too much energy, and their brain just can't work fast enough. So if you have ever suffered from fear or stress related to learning and speaking English, meditation can be a huge help. Some of your favorite teachers have told me about their experiences with meditation on Beyond Borders. You will learn about the benefits of meditation, how to get started and even continue, and how to connect it to learning English. Is meditation the same as yoga? No. So if you've heard of meditation before and always thought of it as a complicated technique full of many steps, let me tell you that it is not. One of the ways that meditation helps you with your learning is by helping you to decide where you're going to focus your attention. So the first skill you develop with meditation is concentration. And this will gradually calm the many conflicting voices in your head and actually help you to remain present and focus on what's happening around you. This is extremely important for speaking and listening to people in English, and to build a strong memory. This is how I experienced it.
Do you meditate? Is that something that you do?
Yeah, I do meditate. If you're sitting in traffic and you're frustrated, it's an opportunity that you can check in with yourself so you could, for example, pay attention to your breath, or you could maybe roll down the windows and listen to the birds chirping in the tree nearby, or whatever is the case. You can pick anything and focus on that and just be present in that moment. And just based on what you're saying, I think it's very similar that you're taking a negative experience and turning it into a moment of practice, really, something that can help you to grow and help you to be more content in that moment and in your life in general.
Is meditation a way of escaping reality? No. Learning how to meditate can be life-changing, As we briefly mentioned, with consistent meditation, you develop the capacity to observe your thoughts and emotions. And with time, you learn to stop reacting to them. Now, this is great for every area of life. But if you apply it to English, you no longer feel constrained or scared to speak. You realize that you don't have anything to be embarrassed about with your limitations. With this attitude, your confidence will quickly grow and you will stop listening to the voices of fear. Take a look at Justin's process of getting used to it.
I had some pretty interesting experiences to start off with. I was fortunate. Beginner's luck, I don't know, but kind of like, it doesn't always happen that way because sometimes like your monkey mind gets in the way and it can be hard to have those deep experiences. But I was fortunate to have a kind of a deeper experience in one of my first sessions, and that sort of showed me something was there. But then beyond that, I was really making an effort to get back to that experience, and I had a hard time doing that because when you try hard to have those great experiences, they tend not to come. There's a really great phrase from Nisargadatta, the great Indian mystic, that is basically the very act of perceiving, it shows that what you perceive is not real, is not who you are. Basically, not real, but not who you are. So basically, like, for example, when you meditate and you see your thoughts, we oftentimes get confused and caught in those thoughts. We get caught in the story of who we are. In any given moment, it might be like a conflict with somebody, or just something that you get emotional about. It might be like standing in line at a store or being in traffic. I think those are the moments that I first started to see like a difference, because I was able to see kind of like the thought being born of the emotion. And to recognize that and see, like, I actually had a choice. I can step between stimulus and response. And this is what meditation does. It gives you the practice of stepping back and identifying with the witness, with the consciousness that's in the backdrop of your life experience.
Now is the perfect time to start. It doesn't take much. Sit down and look at your mind. There's nothing better you could do to improve your English and improve your life. At the same time, you can use some guided meditations in English to also practice your listening. Remember, when you meditate every day, you are upgrading your mental and cerebral system, which can handle many more programs. So I asked Justin,
how would you recommend that they get started meditating?
Here are his tips to help you get started.
I would say like there are lots of really great apps to experiment with. There's the Waking Up app that you and I both use by Sam Harris. Mm-hmm. There is Headspace. There's Calm. Right? These guided meditations are perfectly suited to actually help you cultivate that habit. And the hardest part is the habit, right? I would say a lot of people really are hard on themselves. They think that they need to stop their thinking, that they need to have some transcendental experience, but really, just showing up, sitting down, even for a minute, right? Just starting the habit, doing it every day, getting that streak going. And that's really going to be helpful to building the practice. And over the days and weeks and months and years, you're going to see the development. It'll start unfolding. And you'll learn to quiet your mind. You'll learn to go deeper. Although even advanced meditators that aren't able to always quiet their mind. I think it's a process. And it's definitely something that you just need to get started on the journey.
And speaking of apps that can help you to improve your English, have you tried our Real Life English app yet? So first of all, you can listen to interviews like these with Justin and Leo with a full interactive transcript and vocabulary definitions. But that's not all. You can speak English anytime, anywhere. It's simple. You press a button and we connect you to another English speaker in a different part of the world for a fun and dynamic conversation. So, not only will you improve your English, you'll also discover other cultures. And guess what? It's absolutely free. So download the app right now by searching for Real Life English in the Google Play or Apple App Store. All right, so when you first start meditating, one of your first realizations is that you have difficulty concentrating. Now, that's completely normal. Your mind is full of thoughts about the past and the future, desires and fears, things you're excited about and things that you're worried about. You don't need to put so much pressure on yourself. Just like when you're studying something new, it doesn't need to be perfect all the time. It's okay to have good and bad days. Just like Leo, who I found out has different ways of clearing his mind when life doesn't allow him time to dedicate to his practice.
And I'd be curious if you meditate as well.
I'll be very honest with you and say that my meditation practice is out of balance at the moment. I have days where I'm able to meditate and I have days where I'm not doing a good job of meditating. I'm not doing the kind of meditative practice, which is spending, I would say, 10, 15 minutes in complete silence. I do that with a bike ride. I go for a bike ride and I feel like that's a way for me to gather my own thoughts and to understand and to develop that clarity that is really important to understand yourself a little bit better.
And then you have the sort of informal practice of actually trying to do that in your own life. So like you were saying, in traffic, that can be a really great moment because most of us will get really angry in traffic. And there's also other things that you can do, you know, put on a podcast or music, like a great song that you love or something, and you can find something else to enjoy in that moment or to help you. Or you can just meditate, even if you have already learned how to do that.
And you, dear listener, right now, you can actually just think of the sensation in your finger, the sensation in your elbow, in your knee. We're often not aware of it, right? It's just there. We're kind of lost in the story of our lives. So you can look at the thought. You can look at the thought that's occurring in your mind right now. You can say the word, like, listen, right now. That's a word that appears in your mind, right? So stepping back, looking at it, you can recognize. It's really, going back to that phrase, that quote, the very act of perceiving shows that you are not what you perceive. So you aren't your emotions. You aren't your thoughts. Your body's sensations is external to you.
Thanks so much for joining me today. I hope you enjoyed the interview. You can find all the mentioned links and resources from this show on the show notes at reallifeglobal.com. It is also linked in the description of this episode. If English fluency is important to you, then remember to check out our Real Life app, where you can practice listening to native speech and speak with other learners from around the world, while also discovering new cultures. In addition to that, you can get a full interactive transcript and vocabulary for this interview. You will find that linked in the description, or just search for Real Life English in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. For now, remember that no matter what divides us, that which unites us is far greater. See you on the next show.